我们的 use 都要留下来，好，那个尽量留下来，因为今天有英文翻译。Kids, if you are able to stay, you could just stay. 好 ，OK, good. 我看见我们的年轻人在敬拜哦，我真的是非常的感动哈。当然我们不能用专业的水准来看，可是呢，我到过一些教会啊，去啊，也是有时候也会参加啊，看见啊青少年们也在带领我们敬拜，然后我们就发现说，那个 taste 完全是不一样的哈。那我觉得我们的 youth 呢，真的是很不错哈，真的是很棒。那看他们的穿着就知道，跟人家教会是不太一样哈，非常的在神面前啊，非常的持守。还没有，还没开，不够大声，好像。这边应该，这边有了，要不要换一只？哎，有了，好，
哎，好，谢谢。
对，那我还看到我们的Malcolm弟兄也上来打鼓哈，他又为了这个敬拜去学打鼓，我觉得这个心也是值得大家来鼓励他哈，尽量能够，我觉得如果大家家里面有小朋友或者你本人都可以用音乐来服侍他，就是小朋友们其实都可以加入这个敬拜的行列啊，带着你的小提琴、大提琴或者任何的乐器啊，都可以一起来一起来敬拜神。所以如果你有心的话，可以跟贝蒂师母联络啊，那他一直在负责看还有谁可以来加入这个敬拜的行列。
I would like to invite brothers and sisters and your children, if God has touched your heart and you would like to serve God. With the talent of music that God has given you, please contact Betty that we would invite you to come serve together in the orchestra, church orchestra.
那我们今天讲到之前呢，我们有特别建华弟兄，他有感动，也可以为我们做一些见证。
And we have a testimony given by Brother Jesse today.
好，我们先把时间交给建华。
Now let's welcome Jesse.
各位弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, all of you.
历史是一面镜子。
History is like a mirror.
我们可以见往自来。
We can learn from the past and we can know the future.
我最近一直在回想，我们当年从 Los Altos 2006年从 Los Altos 搬到这边来建这个堂的这一段过程。
I have been reflecting my memory from the past. Our church has moved from Los Altos to the current location here.
这一段经历当中有很多的经验和功课，一定是值得我们学习，用在我们现在的这个建堂的这一段日子。
And a lot of lessons that we've learned from the past and the experience that could be used for the journey we're going to go for church building right now.
而且传道书上面也说，日光之下无新事。
In Ecclesiastes, it says that there's nothing new under the sun.
已有的事必再有，已行的事必再行。
What has been will be again. What has been done will be done again.
我们曾经从那边搬到这边来的时候，这边已经建了一个堂，将来我们要再进去另外一个地方建一个堂，已行过的事情必再行。
We have done this before that we moved from Los Altos here, so we can do it again. We move here to the new church building.
而且我们听过多少见证，所有的这些大教会，他们建堂当初都是从零到今天变成一个大教会。
And we have heard a lot of testimonies from other churches that they have done the same thing. They start from zero and now they have a big church.
所以已有的事情必再有。
So that's what has been done before and it will be done again.
好，我想我把我们这一段的经历分成三个部分来看。第一个就是我们从06年在那边，我们也是领受了同样的一个意向，我们跟着这一个人的意向这样子寻找场地，进食祷告，然后搬进来这个地方，选到这个地方，在这边做这些所有的这些 remodeling， 然后献堂。
I would like to divide my testimony into three stages. First from year of 2006 that we received a vision, our pastor received a vision to come into the 95, 131, and 132 areas, and we've been through the fundraising and fasting with all the church members, and now we're here.
那个时候呢，我们的人比现在更少。当时跟我们一起从 Los Altos 搬到这里来在的人，请举手。
We had a lot fewer members back then. The ones that raised in their hands, they were with us in the Los Altos location.
大家可以看得到，少于一半的人在这里。但是我们当时一样的是啊，奉献、进食。我记得我们还曾经到了那个San Jose City Hall 底下的广场去为 permit 来祷告。
I remember that we were fasting for this new church location, and we went to the city of San Jose, the city hall. We were praying for the permission.
那整个经历，其实神在预备我们。那个时候只是来租这个场地，然后神每天一天天的在扩张我们的境界。
God was training us to learn how to enlarge our territory.Using that experience.
所以现在让我们有一个更大的场地，要我们去有 choir， 让我们要有这个信心。
So now God has given us a bigger task to acquire a bigger location, a church building.
我觉得今天圣灵有跟我们同在，因为我要讲的话，今天我们读经都在里面了。我们能不能请后面把我们刚才读经的那一段再放一次？
I really feel the presence of the Holy Spirit today here with us because the testimony I was about to share, it was already in the scripture reading this morning.
诗篇105篇第十二节。
Psalm 105, verse 12.
当时他们人丁有限，数目稀少，并且在那地为寄居的。他们从这邦游到那邦，从这国行到那国。
When there were but few in number, few indeed, and strangers in it, they wandered from nation to nation. From one state, he rebuked the kings.
这就是我今天要做的第一个见证。我们当时真的就是人这么少，刚才也举手了，然后我们也没有钱，可是我们也是经过信心的祷告、奉献等等的，我们把这个堂建起来。
We were very few in number, and we had very little faith, but we actually did it by the help of God.
那我记得那个时候 Eric 整饰还有我们三个都是有惧高症。
I remember brothers Eric and 整饰 brother King and myself, we were all afraid of height.
但是我们三个都爬在这个上面钉这些布幕。
All three of us, we climbed up on the ladders and we were working on hanging up the curtains.
安华在装这些灯。
And Brother David was working on the lights.
然后Morgan 漆这些黑色的屋顶墙壁，大家看到现在是黑色的 Morgan 漆的。
And Brother Morgan, he was painting the ceilings.
最后一天晚上，我们大家都在这边订这个 stage， 铺这个地毯，那个。关先生帮忙。
And the last night before we were going to dedicate the church, everybody was working on the platform here, and Brother Larry was helping us.
多少的不可能？那天第二天要献堂了，那一天还没有 stage， 但是我们全部大家一起都把它做出来了。
It was everybody worked the impossibles. The night before the dedication of the church, we still did not have a platform, but That was the night before.
献堂典礼那一天是一个非常感人的一天。
On the day of the dedication of our new church, it was a very touching day.
我们大家都很激动。我记得这个孙牧师在上面讲道的时候，孙师母在底下流眼泪一塌糊涂。
Everybody was very touched and very excited. I remember when Pastor Joe was giving his testimony and His wife Betty was really touched and crying a lot.
我印象很深刻，那一天现场典礼是我领会，我就坐在下面，王院长坐在这里。
I remember that day I was presiding the meeting and I was sitting in the front row and Pastor Wang was sitting in the front row with me.
我在上台之前呢，我心中有一个很大的圣灵的感动。
Before I came up on the pulpit, I was touched by the Holy Spirit.
或者说是一个圣灵的责备。
Or the Holy Spirit was rebuking me.
我记得我当时站在上台的时候，我有跟大家分享。
I remember I shared with everyone when I was on here.
我坐在底下，我听到一个声音，我心中这个圣灵的责备跟我说：“你不配坐在这里。”
I think the Holy Spirit was telling me that you do not deserve to sit here.
主啊，我不配坐在这里。我也捐钱了，我也去祷告，我也进食了，我也帮忙了。我为什么不配？
And I was thinking to myself, I have made the offerings for the new church. I fasted, I prayed, I did all this. Why do I not deserve to sit here?
再进一步的静默，我懂了。
After I thought for a second, I understood.
我确实不配坐在这里，因为我没有尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力。
I knew that I did not deserve to sit here because I did not serve the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, and with all my strength.
这是我今天要跟大家做的第一个见证。我不怕把我的软弱分享给大家，希望给大家有所建造。
I'm not afraid to share my failures with you today because I want to use my failures to encourage you.
因为我不希望大家在我们将来献堂的那一天有同样的心中有同样的遗憾。
Because I don't want you to have the same feeling one day when we sit in the new church building and you have the same regret as I did before.
不仅如此，我希望大家更有那一份与主同在、与主有份的那个喜乐、那个满足。
And more than that, I really want you to have the joy when you know that you have participated in God's work.
再来，我们来看。我们进到这里之后，我们从建堂献堂那一天开始到今年这一段时间。
And secondly, let's look back from the day we dedicated this church to God until today.
我们06年跟随着孙牧师一个人这个意向到了这里来之后，07年底献堂。
We follow the vision that our pastor Joe received from the Lord. We follow him all the way from Los Altos here.
08年的2月我们在这里的祷告会的时候那天晚上
And in the year of 2008 in the church prayer meeting
我在这里受到圣灵的浇灌有很大的彰显当时廖牧师好几个弟兄姐妹都在一起
And I was filled by the Holy Spirit that night a lot of brothers and sisters and pastors they witnessed it
接下来几个月当中的祷告会常常有这样子的事情发生当时在的人都看到请举手
And in the following few prayer meetings the Holy Spirit has been with us and keep showering on us
然后去年葛牧师来的复兴特会在当中也有很多圣灵的彰显很多圣灵的浇灌
And in the revival meeting last yeargiven by Pastor Ge, the Holy Spirit was with us again.
然后今年张牧师来的复兴特会，神借着他赐下一句话。上个礼拜阿玉也有分享，我要在这边再讲一次。
And it happened again this year in our revival conference by Pastor Chang, and there was some word of God that was shared during that meeting. It was shared by Sister Ayu last week as well.
以赛亚书第十章二十七节。
Isaiah 10:27.
我也同感一灵，这句话也对我有很大的一个激励。
God had burdened my heart with the same verse.
到那日，亚述王的重担必离开你的肩头，他的轭必离开你的颈项，那轭也必因肥壮的缘故撑断。
In that day, their burden will be lifted from your shoulders, their yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be broken because you have grown so fat.
慈济成为我们的房东，就是那个轭，就是亚述王的轭。
慈济 Foundation has become our landlord, and he is the yoke in this verse.
我刚才所说的所有的这些圣灵同在的这些彰显、这些证明、这些证据，告诉我们圣灵在与我们同在，在这个地方已经肥厚到一个地步，要撑断这个恶。
And the testimonies that I have shared in the past few minutes, it has proven that the Holy Spirit has been with us and it has been filling us, and He is going to break the yoke of the Tsiji Foundation.
我们再看从现在到未来。
Let's look from today to the future.
我们人数一直在增加，在这个地方。
Our church members are growing.
去年来的人都可以做一个见证，我们今天的人数比去年又要多了很多。
The ones that who joined us last year, they can prove that our church member number is growing.
我相信神不会把一个他要关掉的教会，还继续的把他的羊放到这个教会里面来。
I truly don't believe that if this is the church that God is gonna use, he will not close the door when he's bringing more people into the church.
所以种种迹象显示。
So from all the evidence,
神必定预备他羊的草场，而且必定提供一个敬拜的殿。
God will prepare a pasture for his sheep. He will prepare the temple for people to worship him.
我跟大家一样，我相信我能体会大家的压力跟难处。
I can relate to all the pressure or all the burden that you're feeling right now.
我跟大家一样，也有一个房子的贷款，家庭要养。
I have mortgage to pay. I have a family to raise.
我也是每个月等着这个收入进来去付所有这些账单。
I'm waiting for my paycheck to come in every month to meet by the end of the month.
当初他们告诉我，多一个孩子只不过就多加一双筷子。
I was told that if you have one more child, then you just add one more pair of chopsticks.
他们都没告诉我这个钢琴课一个一分钟一块钱。
But nobody had told me that it costs $1 per minute for a piano lesson.
不过 anyway, 我的意思就是说我了解，我能体会大家的难处。
But my point is, I can relate to you. I can understand your burden.
大卫说，我们宁可落在神的手里，我们宁可落在耶和华的手里，不要落在人的手里。
King David has said in the Bible that I much rather fall into the hands of the Lord rather than the hands of man.
因为在耶和华有丰盛的怜悯。
Because in the Lord there's great mercy.
我曾经在想一个问题。
I often think a question about question.
哎，那又是我的软弱。
That is one of my weaknesses too.
当我们尽心尽力把我们全部都摆上之后，
When we love the Lord with all our heart, our mind, our soul, our strength, we put everything on the altar.
如果下个月 for any reason 我们没有买到那个场地，
if for any reason that we did not the transaction did not get through,
不管什么原因，神有他的旨意，但是我们把我们的都全部摆上了。可是我们没有进到那个要去的地方，怎么办
？For whatever reason that we already put everything, offer everything we can, and we still did not get the new church building, what do we do?
当我读到这句话的时候，我一点就不担心了。
When I read this verse, all the worries are gone.
因为我们至少没有落在人的手里，我们落在耶和华的手里。
Because we did not fall into the hands of men.We actually fall into the hands of the Lord.
Amen. 我在这里不是要大家卖房子、卖车子来奉献，我的信心还没有到那么大。
I did not encourage you to sell your house or your car to make the donation. I do not have that kind of faith yet.
但是我每天早上起床，第一件事情我就问神，主啊，你今天再赐下给我一个名字，让我可以去记。我们的这个教会的这个信。
But every morning when I woke up, I pray to God. I ask God to give me one name so I can send out our fundraising letters and postcard to Him.
神要我们经历与他 同工同行。
God wants us to experience the walking with Him, to be co-workers of His.
他如果已经预定了某一个人一个 hidden treasure 要让他奉献，可是也需要我们的同工去把这个信 deliver 到他的手上，让他知道我们有这个需要。
If he has chosen someone to be his co-worker or to be part of the fundraising, we need to be the vessel to deliver the message, the letter to him, to that person.
所以我希望大家能够在每天多想到一个名字，一个机构，你可以打一个电话，或者你可以寄一封我们教会的募款的这个宣传单，让更多的人收到这个资料。
So I hope that every day we will think one more person, one more organization that we can send out letters to for our fundraising.
在近代的教会历史里面
，In the recent church history，
在中国有一个山东大复兴。
There's a big revival in the province Shandong in China.
1960年在洛杉矶有一个 Azusa Street 大复兴。
And there's a famous revival in Azusa, California in 1960.
我们方舟教会现在正行在1312大复兴的开端，也未可知。
I think we're walking in the revival in 951-31-132 vision.
感谢主，我今天的见证就到此，愿主的名亲自得荣耀。
May God's name be glorified. Thank you.
Ah, 谢谢建华弟兄的见证。
Thank you, Brother Jesse, for your testimony.
他特别提到一个阿苏萨街的复兴。
He mentioned about the Azusa revival.
就是在这个20世纪初的时候应该是1900几年的一个大复兴。
It was in the early 20th century. It was a big revival.
我们在主日学班我们都有讲过这个，就是他们在一个马棚，一个比 warehouse 还要再烂的地方。
It started out from a stable house. It's worse than a warehouse.
比我们这边也差不多大。
It's about the same size as our church right now.
常常挤满800人。
And it was always accommodating more than hundreds of people.
我们大概八九十。
We only have like 80 or 90 people.
他们挤八百人。
They have 800 people.
楼上楼下。
And they have upstairs and downstairs.
下面的聚完会。
After the meeting downstairs.
受神的灵的一个浇灌，受神的灵的感动。
After they filled with the Holy Spirit and the prompting of the Holy Spirit,
就到楼上去，有人来服侍他们。
They would go upstairs to be served by coworkers.
服侍完了又下来。
And then after they've been served, they came back down to downstairs.
继续聚会。
And they attend the meeting again.
那教会没有关门的。
The church was never closed.
因为人一直来。
Because people kept coming.
就是这样搞了好几年。
And it went on for years.
阿苏萨街大复兴。
That was the Azusa revival.
从一个人开始。
It started out from one person.
他的名字叫 William Seymour.
His name was William
Seymour.
Seymour.
他是一个黑人。
He was an African American.
没有受什么教育。
He was not well educated.
矮矮胖胖的。
He was short and stout.
很没有钱。
And he was poor.
瞎了一只眼。
And he was one eye was blind.
讲道也没有什么。
And his sermon was okay.
但是他就有一个爱神爱祷告。
But he had a heart for God and he loved to pray.
神没有拣选一个很光鲜的一个人来带领阿苏萨街的大复兴。
God did not choose someone who is bright to bring up the Azusa revival.
用的都是无名小卒。
God used someone who was nobody.
哦，弟兄姐妹，你希望在神面前做一个无名小卒。
Brothers, sisters, would you like to be a nobody before God?
你知道太有名了，试探就太大了。
When you're famous, you face a lot of temptations.
所以当我们在神面前被隐藏的时候
，So when we're hidden before God's eyes,
那是最安全的时候。
That is a safe moment.
也是最有 potential 的时候。
That is the moment that we can live out to our potential.
也是能够最经历神的时候。
And that's the time to experience God.
怎么说呢？
How do we say that?
And
when we're small, when we're little,
我们什么都没有。
We do not have anything.
我们可能没有一个自己的地方。
We do not have a place for ourselves.
我们可能没有很多的钱。
We don't have very much money.
我们也没有很多的人。
We don't have many people.
做不了什么大事。
We cannot do something big.
只有那个时候，我们才会真正的来到神面前，承认我们是 nothing.
So we can come before God and we can admit to God that we are nothing before Him.
Oh, 这是上帝最喜欢的一样东西。
And this is the most pleasing thing to God.
就是来到神的面前说我没有了。
You come before God and you say that I am nothing before you.
我没有其他的办法了。
And I have no way out.
我只有你了。
I only have you.
我只能依靠你了。
I can only depend on you.
弟兄姐妹，不是嘴巴讲讲而已啊。
It's not only by words.
真的是没有了。
It's really, you have nothing.
你的心真的是这样迫切的时候。
And your heart is broken and earnest.
神这个时候才 pick up 我们从那个点起。
So God can pick you up from that point.
然后一直带着我们往前走。
And lead you forward.
当我们很厉害，很想自己走的时候。
When we can depend on our own strength, we think we're someone.
神可能就在天上看我们来走。
God will just let you go by yourself.
直到我们到了一个地步，我们觉得我们遇到了困难，我们真的不行了。
Until the point that you understand that you cannot go on by yourself anymore.
神这个时候才是他的时候。
And that is the timing that God has been waiting for.
我们教养孩子的时候都是一样。
When we raise our children, it's the same way.
你可以看到小孩子喜欢乱走乱跑，尤其男生。
You look at our children, especially little boys, they like to wander away by
themselves. 不要跑，不要跑。
If you tell them, don't run away from mommy,
他就一直到处跑。
They keep going.
我们也追不上。
And we cannot catch up with them.
他们好像四只脚一样。
It's like they have four legs.
然后到什么时候，他们撞到了一样东西。
But when they bump into something,
哭着就回来了。
They will cry and come back to you.
然后我们昨天也是，这个我们说那天晚昨天晚上讲一个爸爸妈妈的 kiss is much more than ice. 你要撞到头你要敷 ice.
We were talking about this last night that when your child is hurt, a kiss to the child works better than a piece of ice.
所以当遇到困难了又回来找爸爸妈妈了。
So when we face some difficulties, we will come back to look for our mommy and daddy.
这个时候，爸爸妈妈才牵着他的手，开始做爸爸妈妈能做的事情。
So the parents can pick up his hand and start working.
所以我们在神面前都学习做一个小孩子。
So let's learn before God to be a child before Him.
怎么样来倚靠他
？How we can depend on Him?
尤其在我们特别遇到困难的时候。
Especially when we face the circumstances.
我从来不觉得这种困难是一种 curse.
I never take.The difficulties in my life as a curse.
尤其这几年，当经历神的带领，在教会里面，我发现所有的 curse actually 都是一个很大的 blessing.
Especially from all my past experiences, I realized that all the curses in people's lives they turn out to be blessings.
没有真正外面的一些难处的话，我们不会那么警醒抓着神。
If we don't face those difficult circumstances.We cannot be so alert, and we cannot hold on to God tightly.
如果不是那么 desperate 的状况的话，我们根本不需要上帝。
When we are not feeling desperate, we don't need God.
但是就是因为遇在那样子的一个环境当中，我们就不能没有神，我们就抓着他抓得好紧。
But because we're under that situation that beyond our own strength, then we have to hold on tight to Him.
因为其实从某一个角度来讲，我真的要感谢我们隔壁的慈济基金会。
Look from a different perspective. I have to actually thank the Ciji Foundation.
神使用他们，整个突破了我的祷告生活。
God really used them to have a breakthrough in my prayer life.
所以没有任何事情临到我们都是那种 curse. 你看见的 curse 不一定是 curse.
So nothing that comes to us seems like a curse. It's never really a curse.
而是一个依靠神能够经历他行神迹奇事的一个机会。
It's the opportunity for us to experience God to witness His miracles.
我们来看一段经文哈。我们今天所要分享的一段经文在《列王记上》第十七章。
Let's look at some passage in the Bible from 1 Kings chapter 17.
好，这个经文比较长我来念大家弟兄姐妹来看就可以。
It's a long passage, so I'll read it. You can just follow along.
激烈寄居的提斯比人以利亚对亚哈说，我指着所侍奉永生耶和华以色列的神起誓，这几年我若不祷告，必不降露不下雨。耶和华的话临到以利亚说，你离开这里往东去，藏在约旦河东边的基利西旁，你要喝那溪里的水，我已吩咐乌鸦在那里供养你。于是以利亚照着耶和华的话去住在约旦河东的基利西旁，乌鸦早晚给他叼饼和肉来，他也喝了那溪里的水。过了些日子，溪水就干了，因为雨没有下在地上。耶和华的话临到他说，你起身往西顿的撒勒法去，住在那里，我已吩咐那里的一个寡妇供养你。以利亚就起身往撒勒法去，到了城门，见有一个寡妇在那里捡柴。以利亚呼叫他说，求你用器皿点水来给我喝。他去取水的时候，以利亚又呼叫他说，也求你拿点饼来给我。他说，我指着永生耶和华你的神起誓，我没有饼，坛内只有一把面，瓶里只有一点油，我现在找两根柴回家为我和我儿子做饼，我们吃了死就死吧。以利亚对他说，不要惧怕，可以照你所说的去做吧，只要先为我做一个小饼拿来给我，然后为你和你的儿子做饼，因为耶和华以色列的神如此说，坛内的面必不减少，瓶里的油必不短缺，直到耶和华使雨降在地上的日子。妇人就照以利亚的话去行，他和他家中的人并以利亚吃了许多日子，坛内的面果不减少，瓶里的油也不短缺，正如耶和华借以利亚所说的话。当我们读到这段经文的时候，
When I was reading this passage，
基本上这就是两个很大的一个神迹在这个地方。
There are two miracles in this passage。
整个大的时代的背景就是一件事情遇到了大饥荒。
In the history background, there was a big famine there。
因为以色列人背弃神，离开了神，所以神就特别是他们的国王带着大家来敬拜假神。
Because the king of Israel he rebelled against God and he worshipped the other Gentile gods.
因此神定义要来以色列人要悔改，因此呢做了一件事情，就是不降雨了。
So God was to bring the Israelites back to him. So he decided he would not send any rain on the land.
所以不是以利亚好厉害，不祷告就不下雨。
It's not because like Elijah was someone that he was very good at praying.
是神想用一个旱灾把以色列人带回到神的心里面来。
God was using the famine to the drought to bring the Israelites back.
但是就在这个饥荒的当中，
But during the famine,
神对以利亚做了两件事情。
God did two things to Elijah.
第一件事情就是说，你到基利西去。
First thing that God had ordered Elijah to go to the Kirith Ravine.
你要喝那个溪里面的水。
You had to drink from the brook.
然后会有乌鸦叼饼跟肉跟饼来给你吃。
And God said that ravens will bring you the food, the bread and meat.
第五节讲到，于是以利亚照着耶和华的话，就住在约旦河东的基利西旁。
And in verse 5, it says that so he did what the Lord had told him. He went to Kirith Ravine east of Jordan and stayed there.
弟兄姐妹，我只看过鸟夺人饼、夺人肉的，我没有看过鸟把饼跟肉夺来给人吃的。
I have seen birds that they steal the food away from us, from people, but I've never seen the birds bringing food to people.
我好像分享过一个故事啊，我有一次，身上只有几块钱，我就要吃午饭，我决定到 Costco 去吃一个 pizza。
So I share a story before here. I went to Costco to buy some pizza for lunch.
然后有一杯 Coke.
With a Coke.
然后我去装 Coke 的时候，饼就放在桌上。
So when I went to get my Coke, I left my pizza on the table.
我想美国人是很诚实的，不会拿我的饼。
I thought Americans are generally very honest. They wouldn't take my lunch away.
结果我在那边装 Coke 的时候，
So when I was filling up my Coke,
我回头一看，有两只鸟站在我的披萨上面。
I turned around and I saw two birds standing on my pizza.
我敢也不是，不敢也不是。
I couldn't. I don't know what to do.
那一餐就喝 Coke.
So that lunch, I ended up just having the Coke for lunch.
哪有这种事？是鸟把饼或者鸟把肉叼来给人吃。
So I've never heard that birds will bring food to you to feed you.
但是这个地方就是这样在发生。
But in the Bible, that's what happened here.
第二个神迹。
The second miracle.
他叫他吩咐寡妇来供养他。
God had commanded the widow to supply Elijah for food.
寡妇也在这个饥荒里面。
The widow was living during the time in the famine.
她自己有的东西是很少的。
She had very little.
她说她只坛里只有一把面。
She said that she only had a handful of flour in the jar.
瓶里也只有一点油。
And a little oil in the jug.
给我跟我儿子吃。
And that was for myself and my son.
怎么还有能力再给外面的人吃？
I did not have extra for you.
都是遇到很大的困难。
They were facing a dilemma.
这个时候人走到了一个困难的时候。
So when we were facing, when we were desperate.
我们发现就是神迹的开始。
And that's the beginning of God's work.
好像以利亚一样，他在那个基利西边的时候，他需要的饼，他需要吃东西的话，鸟会叼给他。
So it's like when Elijah was by the Kirith Ravine, he had to wait for the birds to bring him food.
或者当他在这个寡妇家的时候，寡妇已经没有了。但是呢，神用寡妇来供养他。
And when he was staying with the widow, he had to depend on the widow, to depend on the God to bring in him food.
因此，这都是在难处当中看见神的手，神的一个神迹彰显出来。
So we see the hand of God, the miracles that God would do during the difficult times.
我们会遇见许许多多的难处，有的是像他们这边是吃的东西，或者是经济上、财务上，或者是健康上面。或者是人际关系，或者是工作上面，有许许多多的，我们有不同的难处。
We have a lot of challenges in our life, either financially or in our workplace, or we have health issues, or we have interpersonal relationships problems.
到一个地步，我们没有办法来解决，因为我们没有任何出路了。
And when we go into the dead end, that we're at our wit's end.
好像这个寡妇讲，死就死吧。
The just like the widow said that I just eat it and I'll die.
可能已经旁边有一些人都已经饿死了，都有可能。
Maybe a lot of people already starved to death around.
那我们已经没有了，这是最后了，可能也没有办法再去买了，因为可能也没有钱，或者甚至都买不到。
So maybe she did not have any money left. She did not know what to do anymore.
当我们遇见困难的时候，神出现了。
When we are in our challenges, God will find us.
当以利亚听了这句话以后，他只跟他讲一句话。不要惧怕。
So when she was sharing with Elijah her fear, Elijah replied, "Do not be afraid."
不要惧怕。
Do not fear.
因为神已经吩咐这个寡妇要来供养他。
Because God has commanded the widow to supply him with food.
意思他们就讲到说，你做一个小饼来给我吃，然后寡妇就开始讲了，说我们家根本没有面，就是一把面一点油。
So when Elijah said that, please bring me a piece of cake first, and a widow first said that I really do not have enough to make one for you.
但是神的灵就感动以利亚，让他宣告一句话：坛内的面必不减少，瓶里的油必不短缺。
So, Elijah was touched by the Holy Spirit, by God to declare the following word. It said that the flour in the jar will not be used up and the oil in the jug will not run dry.
这是我们第一个遇到的困境啊！我觉得圣经翻得真棒啊，都是对句的哈。瓶内只有一把面，坛内只有一把面，瓶内只有一点油。
God's word is really wonderful and flawless. It says that only a handful of flour in the jar and a little oil in the jug.
这个最困难的时候呢，这个以利亚出来宣告上帝的话，也是一个对句。
And when Elijah declared the word of God, it goes side by side as well.
他说：“坛内的面必不减少，瓶里的油必不短缺。”
So he declared the word of God. He says that the jar of the flour will not be used up, and the jug of oil will not run dry.
这是他出于信心的一个宣告。
That was the declaration of by his faith.
凭什么
？What does he have？
就凭上帝的话，他已经吩咐了寡妇要来供养。
Because it's the word of God that God has ordered the widow to supply for him.
因此，神他说的话，他一定要来成就。
So if it's the word of God, God has to fulfill it.
所以，当以利亚跟随神，他清清楚楚的知道神的心意，所以他就凭着神的心意来宣告神的应许。
Because Elijah was a follower of God, so he knows the will of God, and he can declare his word.
如同他吩咐一个乌鸦一样，要来在基利西旁边来供养他。
Just as the God has ordered ravens to supply Elijah for food.
我在读这段经文的时候，我就那两个字就一直出来。
When I was reading this passage, there are two words that had jumped out on me.
我已吩咐。
I have ordered. I have commanded.
我已吩咐乌鸦在那里供养你。
I have ordered ravens to supply for you.
我也吩咐。 那里的一个寡妇供养你。
I have commanded a widow to provide for you.
都讲到我已吩咐。
Both said that I have commanded.
因此，当我们来到神面前的时候，就是有那样的信心。
So when we come before God, we should have the faith, that kind of faith.
我们知道神在做事情。
We know that God is working.
当我们在祷告的时候，神应许我们用祷告跟他同工，他要做事情的。
When we're praying, we should have that understanding that God has promises that He is working with us during our prayers.
所以他就跟以利亚很清楚地讲，我已吩咐。So
he said very clearly to Elijah that I have commanded.
所以即使乌鸦它很爱吃肉，它也很爱吃饼。So
even though ravens, I'm sure ravens will love the meat and the bread.
它还是会把饼跟肉叼来给你吃。The
ravens would bring the bread and the meat to you.
即使一个坛里面只有一把面，瓶里只有一点油。
Even if there's only a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in the jug.
但是上帝要行一个更大的神迹，让他 multiply 拿不完，一直用都用不完。
But God will perform a miracle on it, and He will multiply what you have.
而且呢，这个寡妇一开始是不愿意的。
And in the beginning, the widow was very hesitant.
因为她只有一点呢，她我相信这个寡妇做妈妈的，她自己。 如果只有这么一点面的话，她可能大部分是给儿子吃，自己可能吃一点，甚至都不吃的有可能。Because
she had only so little, and as a mommy, she will probably save most of what she had for her son and just leave a little bit for herself.
我们都要饿死了，怎么还会给一个外面的人吃呢？
We're almost starving to death. How can we have extra?
但是以利亚的信心就感动了他们。But
the faith of Elijah really touched her.
来经历上帝的神迹。To
experience God.
瓶内的面必不减少，坛内的面必不减少，瓶内的油必不短缺。The
jar of flour will not be used up, and the jug of oil will not run dry.
这就是当我们行在神的这一段的我们人生的当中。So
when we're walking with God in our journey,
我们会发现很多困难的时候。
We will face a lot of difficulties.
我们就要回头来。 寻求神的话语的带领。We
have to turn back to God to follow His word.
看他的旨意到底是什么。We
have to try to find out the will of God.
他的心意到底是什么。What
what is His will for us?
我们中国人有一句话说，天无绝人之路。In
Chinese saying, we said that God will not shut the door on us.
所以神必有他的一个特别的安排跟预备。So
God has always His purpose for us.
所以当以利亚很清楚地知道这是神 actually 是一个显神迹的一个时候。
So Elijah knew that was the time that God would perform some miracles.
因此外面的状况，外面的困难带出来的是一个神迹的一个环境。
So our circumstances actually gave God the opportunity to perform His miracles.
就是借着神的话语，以利亚坚持地相信他已吩咐，他一定会供养我们。
So by Elijah was standing on the word of God, that by His word, He has commanded, He has ordered.
因此，即使走在这种困难的当中，也没有惧怕。So
even though we were walking in the difficult path, we will not fear.
但是这个寡妇是很一开始是很惧怕的。The
widow, on the other hand, was full of fear.
That's why 这个以利亚就说你不要惧怕。So
that's why Elijah told her, "Do not be afraid."
告诉他，我们即使在这个状况之下，神有他的话语，我们是平安的。
He said that we have the word of God as our promise. We should have the peace in our heart.
因为我们抓的是神的话，神的应许。Because
we're standing on the promise of God.
好像我们刚才念的诗篇一样。Just
like what we read in the scripture in Psalm.
整个迦南地赐给亚伯拉罕做产业。All
the Canaan, the land of Canaan, was given to Abraham as his inheritance.
那个时候又没有孩子。
He had no child.
怎么去承受一个这么大的一个产业？
How could he inherit this land?
这么大一片地要有人去占呢？
people have to occupy the land.
这里面要有两个神迹。
There are two miracles.
第一个神迹是他到老的时候还要生出孩子来。
One miracle was that he had to have a child when he was old.
第二个神迹就是他生的孩子还会再生孩子。
And the second miracle is he will see children after his child.
而且会生很多的孩子，把整个地能够占下来。
And it needs to have a lot of descendants to occupy the whole land.
都是站在一个不可能的时候。
It's all seemed impossible to people.
但是神的话就是这样在讲。
But that's the word of God.
因此遇见困难的时候，或者遇见神的一个话语带领的时候，我们第一句话，我们就是不要惧怕。
So when we face difficulties, but we have the promise, we have the word of God that given us, then we have to tell us that do not fear.
在神的话语里面，让我们要得到的是真实的平安。
So in God's word, we should have the true peace and safe security.
弟兄姐妹，我觉得这就是一个信主的人跟不信主的人最大的差别，可能也是在这里。
So that is the major difference between the Christian and the non-believer.
当很多试探或者很多困难来的时候，你看到基督徒就是把这事情重担交给神。
So a Christian, when you face a lot of temptation or difficulties, you can give your burden to God.
但是没有神的人只好自己背。
But for a non-believer, he has to carry the burden on himself.
因此，不管外面的环境是好是坏，我们做主儿女的只有一件事情。
So no matter what our circumstances are, we have only one task as a Christian.
就是神所应许的那个平安在我们的身上。
So we need to have the peace of the heart from God with us.
所以当我们在这个困难当中，我们凭着神的话语来宣告。
So during the difficult times, we need to declare the word of God by faith.
时间到了，神的神迹，神的荣耀的见证一定就会出来。
By God's timing, His name will be glorified.
因此到第十六节。
In verse 16.
十五节说，一妇人就照以利亚说的话就做了。
The widow was doing according to what Elijah had told her.
她和她家中的人跟以利亚大家一起吃。
So they all eat together with Elijah.
吃了许多的日子。
For many, many years.
他们经历到的是坛内的面果不减少，瓶里的油也不短缺。
And they really experienced the promise that has come true, that the jar of flour was not used up and the jug of oil did not run dry.
我们圣经很有意思，翻的又是一个对句。
So it's very interesting again, in our translation, the words have two parts again, side by side.
坛内的面果不减少，瓶里的油也不短缺。
The jar of flour was not used up and the jug of oil did not run dry.
其实你对比的时候，这个大概不用翻了。你对比的时候呢，把那个 be 改成果 ，that's it。台内的面 be 不减少 ，be 是一个宣告，果是一个结果，就是这样。I think it's very difficult to.
So God, yes. God already said His word, and it will be fulfilled.
所以这就是神话语带出来的一个结果。
So God will bring His own result when He declares something.
要他们来经历上帝的带领。
He wants His children to experience Him.
哎，我发现这个很有意思啊！它是一个面粉坛跟一瓶油瓶。
I find it very interesting. It's a jar of flour and a jug of oil.
就说当你需要的时候，你去那边挖。
So when you have need, you go to the jar and the jug.
他没有让外面好像来了一卡车的那个面粉，一卡车的面粉，这样搬工人搬到你家堆在那边，然后你就说神啊，你是荣耀的主，你都成就了。
God did not bring a large amount of flowers and oil to be stored up and say that is declared that oh God, you're abundance God and you already fulfilled your word.
或者把一槽的油一几桶大桶的油就搬到这个寡妇家给你看到，你就安心了，你就可以慢慢的有平安，有可以享受。
And God did not bring a lot of jugs of oil to the widow's house, so your heart would be satisfied.
他们就是这样，要的时候就有，要的时候就有。
This is what God's doing, that He will supply your need when you, when you're in need.
我认识一个朋友，他念大学的时候，他的父亲跟他讲。
I have a friend when he went to college, his father said to him.
他刚进大学的时候，他的父亲就叫跟他说，这是一笔钱，交给你，四年以后，你这四年当中，你不要跟我要钱，四年的钱一次给你。
When he was starting his college, his father gave him a large amount of money, and he said that the money is supposed to last you for the 4 years of college. Do not come back to me and ask for any more money.
养成了一个个性，他非常的抠，因为用完就没有了，所以他很抠。
So that as a result, he was very frugal. He was very stingy.
所以当大部分的父母我知道的呢，都是也许就是出去以后这个礼拜给他。一些生活费或者去念大学，然后呢下个礼拜回来又给一些生活费，是一个礼拜一个礼拜或者一个月一个月来供应。
So most parents that what they will do is they will give their children some allowance monthly or weekly, so the children will come back to them and get more.
有的父母偷偷的讲说，我不这样做的话，我的儿子根本不会来见我。
A lot of parents in their heart, they thought that if they did not do that, their children will probably never come back to see them.
但是这是神的一种特别的一个做法。
But this is the way of God as well.
就是每天来经历他。
He wants you to experience him every day.
不是给一大堆，然后就可以不用靠神了。
He doesn't give you a whole bunch at once, so you don't have to depend on him.
就是每一天每一天跟神要。
It's just day by day, you need to learn your daily dependence on him.
好像当以色列人出埃及的时候，他们在旷野里面吃玛纳的时候一样。
Just like when the Israelites, when they came out from Egypt, they were wandering in the wilderness, and every day they received manna from heaven.
所以他们在吃玛纳的时候呢，哎呀，一看吃真好吃，有的人就把它多拿一点了，存起来。
So some of them they picked up more than what they needed and to store it up.
结果发现第二天全部坏掉了，不能吃。
And they found out that the second day all of them got rotten. They couldn't eat it anymore.
那个时候也没有冰箱可以摆。
They did not have a refrigerator back then.
就是吃新鲜的。
They have to eat fresh ones every day.
我相信他们的身体一定很健康。
I'm sure they're very healthy.
因为吃新鲜的东西是最健康的。
Because they eat everything fresh.
因此神喜欢一步一步的带领，喜欢按时的供应，他不会一下子给一大堆，让我们来慢慢 consume。
God really likes to give us, to lead us, day by day, step by step. He doesn't like to give a whole lot of, everything all at once.
所以当我在考虑是不是要奉献的时候，我的姐姐就跟我说一句话。
So when I was considering about my offering, my donation, my sister said to me.
啊，就是全职奉献的时候，全职服事的时候。
When I was considering to dedicate my whole, career to serve God full time.
说你可以去，你现在还可以赚，你先去赚一笔摆着，然后呢，你再慢慢去服侍你的上帝，这样的话你就不用担心了。
My sister advised me, maybe you should just go make a lot of money first and save it in your bank, so you will be safe, and then you can go serve your God.
可是那不是神的路。
But that was not the way of God.
因为到那个时候已经没有力气服侍了。
Because by the time I saved up a lot of money for myself, I did not have enough strength to serve God anymore.
也可能一辈子也赚不了那么多。
And maybe I could not even make enough money to stop.
所以也不用想那条路。
So that is not my option.
我还在想说，如果我真的有那么多财富的时候。
And I was thinking to myself, if I really had that kind of money.
随便一个建堂就可以把它归零。
I can just every new church building I can afford it.
So anyway, 都不会 work.
So either way, it doesn't work.
所以我说这是一个非常信心的道路，走在神面前一天一天的供应。
So this is a faith of a journey of faith that we need to depend on God's supply.
我很喜欢唱一首歌，听人家唱一首歌叫做《慈光歌》。
There's one of my favorite hymn.
他说。我不求主指引遥远路程，我只恳求一步一步到临。
In the verse, it says that I do not ask God to show me my future. I only ask God to lead me day by day and step by step.
没有 没有人能够跟随神，神把东西摊开来给你看还敢跟的，几乎是没有的。
Nobody can follow God if God show, if God really show you your future and you still want to follow God's leading.
如果我们还在老骚头的时候，神跟你说，我跟你说，哦，跟你们全教会，我们大家好，哦，开一个会员大会，神 announce 说，你们搬过来，一年以后我要把慈济放在你们旁边，然后又两年半以后有什么事情，我们大家就是继续在那边，我们不会动。
If God had shown us what was going to happen in the future when we were still in Los Altos, that 2 years later, Tsuji Foundation was going to be your landlord, and then 2 years later, you will have to buy a new church building, then nobody would want to move out from Los Altos.
神知道怎么样 take away 我们的 worry.
God knows how to take away our worries.
一步一步的带领就是 take away 我们 worry 最好的方法。
That is the best way God can work for us to take away our worry is to lead us step by step.
也是最能够经历他信实的供应的一种方法。
And that is the best way to experience God's faithfulness.
我不知道大家有没有听过有一个传道人，一个美国的传道人叫 John Gibson.
There's a minister, American minister, her name is John Gibson.
Gibson. 我的妈妈就是在他的布道会里面信主的。
My mom received Christ during her evangelical meeting.
他很对那些 homeless 的人非常的有 passion.
She had a lot of passion for homeless people.
因此她在 Christmas 的时候就是做饭给这些 homeless 的人吃。
She will always prepare a big meal for the homeless people during
Christmas time. 一开始在她的家里面。
It started out from her home.
后来人越来越多，她就借了学校的体育场来，体育馆来办。
And the people started growing, so she had to use the gym inside a school.
然后她就发现说很多的神迹就一直在这个 ministry 里面。
And then she was experiencing a lot of miracles during her ministry.
她常常她就做见证，常常是发生说，哎呀，没有人没有牛奶了，他们也没有 budget 再买牛奶，但是呢，就有人感动，就会送牛奶来。
A lot of times they ran out of money, ran out of budget. They did not have money to buy milk or bread, but God would move someone's heart and to bring the milk and bread at the right time.
或者是一些 spaghetti 的这些民生用品，就有人会自动就来 donate.
Or they would just donate what they needed at the right time.
他特别分享到一件事情。
There's some incident that she shared with us.
在1993年的那个 dinner 里面。
In 1993, the Christmas dinner.
当里面已经有2000个人在体育馆里面吃他的Christmas 的 dinner.
There were about 2,000 people eating the Christmas dinner inside the gym at the school.
然后他们所找到、所募到的这些蛋糕就是20块，就是20个 sheet 大 sheet， 一块可以切100块。
All they had was the 20 sheets of cake that they had people had donated to them.
所以刚好够现在的人吃。
And every sheet of cake, you can divide it into 100 pieces.
但是下外面还有3000人站在那边 waiting 要进来。
But there are 3,000 people still waiting in line outside the gym.
东西都不够。
They do not have enough food.
怎么办？
So what can they do?
So John Gibson 就带着同工们祷告。
So John Gibson, she and her co-workers, they went down on their knees and they prayed.
凭着信心跟学校说，把门打开，我们接待那三千人。
So after they prayed, they told the co-workers to open the door to receive, to invite the 3,000 people outside waiting inside to enjoy the dinner.
他就做见证说，他就去忙了，去招呼这些事情，也没有再管厨房。
So she did that out of faith, and she did not pay attention to other details. She started working.
后来厨房的人冲出来找他。
And the people who working in the kitchen came out to her.
他说就不得了，不得了。
And they said, you know,
what a surprise!
What a surprise!
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle.
他说所有三千人都有 cake.
They said that everybody had a piece of cake.
然后当他们弄完以后，他们发现那个20盒的 cake 还摆在那边没有动。
And after everybody was served, they realized that the 20 sheets of cake, it was still inside the boxes, not touched.
哪来的 cake?
So where did the cake come from?
到今天没有人知道。
Nobody knows, even today.
我相信只有神知道。
I'm sure God knows.
他会丰富的来预备。
He will provide.
还有一个吴弟兄。
And there's a brother Wu.
他们啊，他分享一个见证，在大陆文革的时候。
She has given a testimony about some incident that happened during the Chinese Cultural Revolution.
那个时候都很紧张，所以呢，很物资也不是那么丰富。
It was a lot of people was living in poverty, so they did not have very much.
所以在聚会之后，大家也会从家里面带一点东西来。
So in their house church meeting, everybody would bring some food to share.
所以他就分享说，有一次聚会就是这样，很多人，但是呢，大家带的东西太少了，根本不可能大家可以吃得够。
So during one meeting, everybody brought very little to the meeting, and it was not enough for everyone.
但是啊，这个厨子就凭信心就把东西放下去，就开始煮了。
But the cook, by faith, he just put everything inside into a big pot and start cooking.
在那个锅子里面煮完了以后，大家就卸饭吃饭。
So after the meal was ready to be served, everybody prayed and started to ready to eat.
然后这个勺子是在这个锅里面。
And the spoon is inside the pot.
要吃的人自己就挖一个。
So they would just serve themselves the scoop out the what's inside the pot into their own bowl.
结果就挖，一直挖。
So they started scooping out everything at more and more.
他们发现一件事情，挖一个出来以后，给人家回头还是一样多，再挖出来又是还是一样多，就挖了一两百碗。
So they realized that no matter how many scoops that they give, they serve people, it's still the same amount of food inside the pot.
可能有人说我要买那个锅子。
A lot of people said that I would like to buy that pot.
什么样的聚宝盆
？It's a magical pot.
但是这种东西只有在那个时候需要的时候才会发生。
But it only happens when we're in need.
当我们不需要的时候，没有这种神迹。
When we do not lack anything, God would not perform that miracle.
所以上帝知道什么时候要来供应。
So God knows when He needs to provide for you.
因此，当我们遇见困难的时候，弟兄姐妹，我们要有一个很基本的信心在神的面前。
So when we face difficulties, we need to have the basic faith in God.
神有神的办法。
God has His ways.
让上帝做上帝。
Let him take care of his own business.
他给我们的就是信心，让我们来支取信心里面，知道他要供应。
What he gives us is faith, and we can just stand on his promises on faith.
因此，当我们在整个建堂的过程里面，我们就发现说，神有好多很特别的供应。
So during the process of our purchasing the new church building, we know that we need to ask God to provide us for a lot of things.
有许许多多的人听到我们教会的故事以后。心受感动就奉献。
A lot of people after they heard our stories, our testimonies, they were touched by God.
我们教会里面的弟兄姐妹，大家也竭心尽力的一起在这个地方奉献。
So they made a lot of donations, and our church members made a lot of donations too.
但是当我们奉献到一个地步，我们发现说我们没有力气了。
But when we are getting to the point that we feel like we already have given everything we have,
这个时候神就从外面来 encourage 我们，从外面来的奉献。
But God would bring more encouragement on us to bring in more offerings from people outside our church.
我们北边有一个教会，很爱我们。
There's a church north of us.
基督徒聚会在北边。
It's
Chinese 基督徒聚会。
Chinese Christian Assembly.
他们的牧师带着同工为我们祷告。
Their pastor and their co-workers, they were praying for our church.
他说：“想到你们现在的处境，我们就睡不着觉。”
They couldn't even sleep very well when they think of what situation we are in right now.
我们决定奉献给你们教会一笔钱。
So they decided they want to make an offering to us.
你什么时候在我们送过来。
And he called us and he said that when are you going to be in the office? I'll come by.
我说不敢当，真的感谢你这样的心，真的不敢当。那如果你真的要送过来的话，那还是我去拿好了。
And I said that, well, you know, I would come by to your office to pick it up rather than having you trouble you coming by here.
基本的礼数
It's the,
还是要有
It's the courtesy.
所以我去的时候拿了 check.
So when I went over, I received a check.
他更爱我们，他说你们以后人会多。
And he blessed us. He said that our church will grow.
送我们，就是说他送我们三套吃圣餐的主餐杯的那个盘子，送了三套。
So he gave us all the utensils that we need for the Lord communion.
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 所以当我拿到以后，我就是很感恩。我还不知道那个奉献的数字多少啊，都还没有看到。
I was very thankful when I received that gift, and I did not even see the amount of money on that check.
所以当我看到的时候，我就吓一跳。
When I look at the amount of the check,
那个数字不是一般教会会奉献给别人的数字。
It was not the amount of money that ordinary churches would make offer.
钱是一件事。
Money is one thing.
但是有这么多的旁边周围来 encourage 我们，我觉得对我来讲这是更大的一个 encouragement.
It's the encouragement from people outside our church. It's really uplifting to me.
有许许多多的人在我们教会建堂在祷告。
A lot of people praying for our new church building.
也关心我们。
And they're very concerned about us.
当我和廖牧师，我们这个月的月初，我们到同工联导会去分享建堂的需要。
When Pastor Liao and I myself we went to the Bay Area coworkers
prayer meeting.
在那个上面 we share our testimonies.
那个上面廖牧师很有智慧，他做了一个介绍，说我们这个 postcard 我们印了2500张，如果拿到 postcard 的人每人捐献1000块，我们就有250万了。
Pastor Liao was very wise. He shared that our church had made 2,500 post fundraising postcards, and if every one who received the postcard donated $1,000, then our goal for fundraising would be reached. It's 2.5 million.
所以就有一个牧师听到了，听进去了。
There's a pastor that received the words.
写了一封信来，我已经把它贴出来。陈道明牧师。
Pastor Chen Daoming, she wrote a letter. I already posted on the board.
他的意思说，这就是我的1000块，我要为你们祷告。
And he said that this is the thousand is my portion, $1,000, and I'll pray for you.
非常的激励人。
It was very encouraging.
那我还听到有些是在台湾的朋友，他们也要奉献。
And I heard a lot of friends in Taiwan, they want to donate as well.
还有远在捷克的也要奉献。
And there's someone from Czechoslovakia. He wants to make the donation as well.
有些人只是知道认识而已，他们也愿意要来支持。
Some people they're only acquaintance. They want to support us as well.
我相信，当我们持守在神的道路上面，我们做该做的事情。
So when we hold on tight to God's word and we walk on God's way, we do our work.
神会成就他的应许，借着我们的信心。
God will accomplish His promise to us. By our faith.
因此，我们最近有一些讨论这个教会的需要或者教会建堂的这个 progress， 我们需要让所有的人知道。
So we have a burden in our heart that we need to make it known to people that what our needs are.
如果神感动，他们就为我们祷告，或者有感动要奉献都可以。
If God has prompted their heart, they will make their donation or they will pray for us.
我们知道神要带一些人跟着我们一起走。
We know that God will give us people who will walk along with us.
这是一件很美的事情。
It's a beautiful thing.
不是一个教会在一三一二在打仗。
It's not only us fighting in the region, 1312.
而是整个神的国度里面把我们 dedicate 在这个地方，大家一同来打这个仗。
It's for God's kingdom purpose that we fight this battle in God's chosen place.
因此我们同工在讨论，就是我们愿意把方舟小雨现在当成一个平台。
So after the coworkers meeting, we decided to use the ARC newsletter as a platform.
我们把这个东西定期的来报道教会建堂的进程。
We will keep people posted periodically through the newsletter.
然后能够把这个东西 broadcast 到关心教会的朋友们的是给他们知道。
And we can use it as a means to broadcast to people who are praying, who are concerned about our church.
有些朋友真的是很关心他们，而且已经奉献了。
A lot of people they do love us very much, and they already made the offering.
所以这是我们的责任，去报道我们建堂的状况，让他们知道。
So it's also our responsibility that we have to keep them posted on what we've been doing.
对另外有一些关心的人来讲，怎么样让他们知道教会的状况，也是他们想要知道的事情。
And for a lot of people who are watching us, it's our responsibility to keep them posted as well.
所以我们就决定说，大家有机会的时候呢，就是把那个这样子的你的认识的人的 email 把它收集起来，然后可以寄给同工们。
So we've decided that we want to encourage you to give us the email list that your of your friends, and you can email them to our coworkers. So we can put all the emails together.
So we create 一个很大的一个 mailing 的 list， 然后呢，我们定期去发这些。
So we can deliver the message throughout this email group.
所以在希伯来书里面有一句话，最近一直打动我，我的心。
I was very touched by a passage from the book of Hebrews.
他说：“神已经给我们预备了更美的事。”
God has prepared us for a more beautiful thing.
叫他们若不与我们同德，
so if they cannot share with what we have,
就不得完全。
Then that would not be complete.
这是一件美事。
This is a beautiful thing.
要与人同德。
We need to share with people.
因此，这也是我们的一个责任。
And it's our responsibility.
把教会的近况跟大家来报告。
To report how we've been doing to the people.
因此，弟兄姐妹，我们知道神的手在教会里面。
We have to understand that God's hand is with us.
我们就经历这三个阶段。
We've already experienced the three stages.
我们说坛内只有一把面，瓶里只有一点油。
We know that we only have so little, a handful of flour in the jar and a little oil in the jar.
但是凭着神话语的带领，凭着神给我们大家一起的感动，也看见环境的印证，我们就开始宣告一句话：坛内的面必不减少，瓶里的油必不短缺。
But by the promise that God has given us and by the circumstances that testify to it, we know that we can declare the word of God, the jar of flour will not be used up and the jug of oil will not run dry.
最后当这个历程走到尽头，最后的时候，我们就要看见神话语的成就，坛内的面果不减少，瓶里的油。
By the end of the journey, we're going to witness the fulfillment of God's word that the jar of flour was not used up and the jug of oil did not run dry.
愿神赐福他自己的话语。
May God bless His own words.
好，我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你，因为在许多的事上，你让我们经历的是高山，是低谷，在这个一路的跟随的里面，我们看见，就算是低谷，也是一个祝福。 常常是更大的一种祝福，是一个隐藏在背后的一个极大的祝福。主耶稣，你要成就的不是表面的，而是那种 profound 的从里面出来的东西。我谢谢你这样子爱你的教会，愿意呼召我们跟你走这条路。我们也求主给我们信心，也给我们胆量，让我们配得上这个呼召。哦，让我们走在这个路上。你也告诉我们说不要惧怕，因为你必帮助我们。主耶稣。 你已经把这个话赐下来，不要惧怕，不要惧怕，好像以利亚对撒勒法的寡妇说：“不要惧怕，因为你已经吩咐了，赞美你，你已经吩咐了。”所以我们就要把所有的担子就放在你的面前。我们知道你已经吩咐了，我们就凭着信心就跟着你。你往哪里去，主，我们就跟你往哪里去。让我们能够在这许许多多的困难里面，我们来经历你。 来看见你荣耀的作为，原来你呼召我们不是要我们经历痛苦，而是要呼召我们来成为你荣耀作为的见证人。求你来帮助我们，建立我们的信心，我们把荣耀送赞都归给做宝座的和羔羊，直到永永远远。靠耶稣基督得胜的名祷告，阿门。我们来唱一首诗歌，这首诗歌我们最近一直在心里面。 回想哈，主我跟你走，不管主怎么带领我们，我们就要跟着他。
主我跟你我走，往普天下走，天涯海角紧紧抓住我。 主，我跟你走，往普天下走，死因有故，紧紧跟你走。我们一起来唱好吗？因你是万王之王，万主之主，有你跟着我，我害怕什么？因你。 战胜死亡，大胜君王，这信心的路我永不回头。第二节，开启我的眼， 开启我的眼，星星的双眼，看那天使天君在身边，塑造我的心，谦卑的聆听你的话语，深植在我心。因你是万王之王，你是万王之王，万主之主，有你跟着我，我害怕什么？因你战胜死亡，大胜君王，这信心的路我永不回头。因你是万王之王，来，因你是万王之王，万主之主，有你跟着我，我害怕什么？因你战胜死亡，因你战胜死亡，大胜君王，这信心的路我永不回头。我们再宣告，因你是万王之王，因你是万王之王，万主之主，有你跟着我，我害怕什么？因你战胜死亡，大胜君王，这信心的路我永不回头。
我们大家聚在一起祷告的时间就很难得，今天也特别一个机会，我们大家同声来为两件事情祷告。一件事情就是为着签约能够顺利签下来，因为现在有一点点的一些小小的挫折哈，待会会报告。再一个就是为我们建堂的筹款继续的来祷告。我们大家同声来祷告好吗？我们唱完副歌以后一起来祷告。
因你是万王之王，万主之主，有你跟着我，我害怕什么？因你战胜死亡，大胜君王，这信心的路我永不回。
让我们一起扬声来向神来祷告。哈利路亚，是的主啊，哦，我们要为着我们的 building 就来祷告。哦，主耶稣来听我们的祷告，弟兄姐妹一起来的呼喊，主啊，你知道这个 building， 哦，主啊是这样这样的，哦，主啊在 technical 上面我们似乎有一些的阻挠，但主啊，求你 straight up the way， straight up the way， 哦，我们要能够顺顺利利把约签下来，哦，这个主权是归哦你自己的，哈利路亚，是归你自己的，哈利路亚，不用任何人，哦，主啊，在这个当中有任何的拦阻，哦，不管是 seller， 不管是他们的哦 lawyer， 不管是谁，哈利路亚，不能有任何的哦拦阻，这个场地是归你的，哈利路亚，我们把所有的签约的过程，哦，只要顺顺利利，哦，按着你的心意，哦，按着你的 uprightness 来把它签下来。哈利路亚，主耶稣，我们赞美你，赞美你，突破一切的哦困难 ，technical 上面的签约的困难，你突破，你来帮助我们突破。哦，主啊，你也来供应，哦，主啊，愿你是供应的神，我们就相信你必供应。哈利路亚，我们来赞美你，哈利路亚，我们来赞美你。哦，主啊，愿你必要做成你所应许的事情。哦，我们就来紧紧的抓着你的应许，抓着你话语的应许。哈利路亚，我们赞美你。哦，我们谢谢你，你必帮助我们。我们谢谢你这样子的应许，你说我们不要惧怕，你必帮助我们。我们赞美你，哈利路亚，我们谢谢你，求主继续的带领我们往前面去，每一天都要看见你的荣耀，每天都要看见你的公义。我们谢谢你，哈利路亚，因你是万王之王，
因你是万王之王，万主之主，有你跟着我，我害怕什么？
他已战胜了死亡，
因你战胜死亡，大胜君王，这信心的路我永不回头。
信心的路我们永不回头，
这信心的路我永不回头，
信心的路我永不回头，
这信心的路我永不回头。 哈利路亚，我们谢谢主，哈利路亚，我们谢谢主，哈利路亚，谢谢主。让我们来领受祝福。愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动，常与你们众人同在，从今直到永远。阿们。阿们。阿们。阿们。阿们。阿们。阿坐。
好，下面报告本周的事项。建堂的话，我们有专门的建堂报告吗？还是我这里可以 update？等一下我们会有，对，等一下 Malcolm 会报告。那我们签约的事情。现在还是有一些新的情况，那我们也需要大家一起祷告，然后也为我们筹款继续祷告，另外一个就是刚才牧师也讲了呢，方舟小雨，我们现在在建立一个 mail list， 所以大家的有关心我们的朋友或者是家人亲属，都把那个 email， 提交给我们，我们这样可以把他们放到那个方舟小雨的那个 update 里面。mail list 里面，然后午餐以后，我们的建堂委办和同工我们要开会，然后在我们讨论本周的那个进展。我们现在的筹款目标是230万，然后目前的累积是312,904.23，然后信心任线还有85,000，我需要也需要大家继续为这个祷告，然后需要每一位弟兄姐妹都能够来有机会出力奉献。然后我们目前是每周一到周五中午12:30到1:15在这边有祷告会，然后希望大家有空或者有时间都能够来参加。我个人是礼拜二、礼拜四来，然后有的弟兄是不同的时间，也有姐妹能够来一起来。我觉得很好，那个我个人体会就是觉得很好。那在这里真的是感到那个神跟我们的同在，然后大家一起祷告，也跟那个个人自己的祷告也有不一样，大家能够有同心合一的灵在中间。然后时间上的话，可能有的弟兄姐妹都是时间上比较难安排，所以你自己有时间就可以来。然后我们也是准时12:30开始，1:15结束。如果你需要早走，那你就只可以提前离开，都没有关系。这个是一个很好的机会，就希望大家不要把它当成一个负担。你觉得今天你有感动，今天就可以来。那然后我们教会的 parking lot sale。昨天在这里举行，也是筹款筹到1481.55，然后感谢所有有来奉献的那个时间的弟兄姐妹，还特别是有小朋友也来，我们的 youth 和小朋友也帮了很多忙，他们也有他们的摆上。